Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Bob Jones, he's now with the Lord, but we have a lot of his words that were recorded, and we're about to hear a piece of one of those words that was given about the last 2 years, which is called the lame duck years of a president, normally in his last part of his 6th to 8th year of his presidency. This word was given prior to him being elected into his second term, and God had already shown that that President Obama would be elected in the second term too. Bob, so Bob was talking about that, and he talked about why he was being elected, and but we have to listen to this. And after this, we're going to talk about a word that just came from Dutch Sheets about, you know, where we are, and it's very exciting. Understand this, that when God begins to reveal some things, he's already been preparing for that. Mm-hmm. He's been preparing for that already, so we just got to look around, and we got to hear what he's saying and be rightly related to what he's doing. And it takes all of us. We all know part and prophesy in part, but when we bring all the parts together, it's amazing. This preparation, you want you to hear right. This is Bob Jones speaking at a conference. I think it was potentially a Morningstar conference with Rick Joyner and Bob Jones. But he's talking about the last 2 years of President Obama's leadership as the president, which began
2012.
Yeah, it'll begin. No. That's two. So it begins January 20th. Really. You got 2 years, but actually the elections, you know, when you think about it, it's like, just happen because it could happen between now and
the last two.
Last two. Let's listen to him now. Watch.
I believe it from what I've seen that we're in for major changes next January the 20th. And what I saw was not what I wanted to see. For I knew that Obama would be elected president 6 months before he was. And I was told that out of the 109th Psalm, the 6th verse. When a nation turns against God, the Lord will raise up an evil man to rule over it. I was also told that what would happen in that 4 years administration, the last 2 years would be really like hell on earth. It would be a lame duck Congress if nothing was decided. And the main purpose of this was to wake us up.
Hell on earth. That kind of describes what we've been seeing, what God's been showing, what a lot of our friends have been seeing. And you can find out more details. We've been talking about this, and to repeat it over and over again, we don't have to do that now because, you know, we want to build your faith for what's happening and why. Because God is wanting us to get to a place of repentance. Mm-hmm. This is not the world. This has nothing to do with anybody that doesn't claim to be, you know, one of God's followers, you know, that made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life or claims that. This is for us, the church. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I, God, will hear from heaven and heal their land. And this is just between us and God. Mm-hmm. And he loves us and he has a plan for our life. And guess what? He's going to use minimum force necessary to get our attention. Consider hardship as discipline. Mm-hmm. God's treating you like a son. How's it? How you feeling? More like a son than I
every
ever
day.
It's totally amazing. And so it's not to blame the world and people who openly say that they don't want anything to do with God. We got to look in the mirror to see, as James said, you know, what is our issue? Our issue, are we a doer of God's word? Do we do what God says? And then we're blessed if we do that. Mm-hmm. In James chapter 1. And so we're hearing that. And so now we're beginning those 2 years. And you can get this, you know, I mean, it is something to be celebrated. I mean, thank God, you know, it was going to go that way either way, I believe, you know, and, you know, I would encourage any leader that's listening right now, any congressman, any senator, you know, don't repeat the sins of our past and try to impeach our president, because that would actually feed into the whole thing. That's what happened during, you know, Bill Clinton's administration. Mm-hmm. And he came out with one of the most popular presidents. Either way, you know, I'm for or against him saying that. I'm just saying, everything done can be undone if we repent, not if we get new presidencies and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com.
Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.